Thrill Sound of H-Town, 97.9 The Box, the Mad Hatter Morning Show with Sauce Walker in the building. Came in dripping.
Drip!
Was everywhere in the hallway. It just dripped from all the way downstairs, upstairs, into the studio. One of the most controversial rap figures in the age. Do you consider yourself controversial, by the way?
I consider myself passionate and honest, and I consider myself... I stand for things, but definitely controversy. You know, it's entertainment.
I'm
not a person that bags down. I'm a warrior. I'm like Leonidas from 300. I believe in something. And I stand for it, and I'm willing to go to at arms or whatever means necessary to represent what I believe or fight for my culture or whatever.
That's right.
Is.
You will. Now the latest is because I know I just saw it. You and your dad was going in at it. You know I got to ask you about that because I hit Pop Sauce the other day. I said, hey, man, when can we get Walk on the air? Right. So he hit me right back immediately. Then I see a day or so ago, you and Papa Sauce had a small disagreement. Had a little disagreement.
Oh, well, you know, nah. It was
and really, it was passionate.
Yeah. Nah, you know, it was really just a misunderstanding because it was a serious situation going on the internet, like with some what would you call them? Like some trolls,
right?
Like some trolls and some fake nobodies who's basically trying to make some false accusations about me and my camp and about my chains. And like everybody know, like Sauce Walker Jewelry is a no go. Everybody know how long I've been a rapper in the rap game now for what?
It's been a good long time now.
6 years now.
It's been controversy all six.
Okay, so with that being said, all the 6 years I've been in the rap game, I've been independent this whole time. I've spent well over $700,000 on jewelry, guaranteed. Out of all $700,000 to $800,000 I spent on gold and diamonds, not a piece of gold has ever been taken from me.
But now Pop Sauce made a good point. Why was you even listening to this he say, she say,
no
internet social media controversy?
Well, no, because it was the simple fact that you know how the internet is. Like, the internet is undefeated. So, like, they will go to endless bounds to try to prove a point or to try to, like, expose
but
somebody.
But with you, though...
Right, but we are in the... But the thing about it is somebody actually made, a fake replica chain... Like did like
they went
you know
out
like
their
how
way.
Back
they went
in, you know like way. How back in the day like the chain looked nothing like mine like my yeah that's the one thing about TSF everybody chains is like it's very signature like everybody know my chain rose gold with pink diamonds at the bottom peso my new TSF artist he's a Latin artist he Mexican his TSF got a Mexican flag at the bottom of
okay I'm looking at it
our jewelry is like very signature and like detailed and significant so like all the fans immediately know that it's not my jewelry but for the people who don't take the time out or who not a Sauce Walker fan and I don't follow Sauce Walker I don't know what his jewelry looked like all I see is those three letters on the chain, it ain't even real. Everybody immediately knew, oh, this chain fake. That don't even look like, it's missing this, it's missing that. Oh, that look like some BS. But that wasn't a point. It was a point that, okay, you want to do that. Y'all type of rappers, y'all don't even have enough money or enough, you know, y'all don't have enough wealth and valuable items to share with your family or give to your family. To buy them and give them out. Like everybody know about my daddy cars, expensive suits, clothes, all that type of stuff, and give them like all type of designer glasses and all that.
But
type
your dad, look, I got it on. He was showing you. Right, he said, I got it on. Why is you tripping?
I gave him my jewelry, like just to have my jewelry, like to wear whatever. And at the time, the dudes who was actually being funny was like jumping on my live when I was calling my dad.
I didn't see
so that. they on the live saying little slick stuff while I'm on the live with my dad on the way to go get my jewelry. So I'm trying to tell him like this is not a time to like put no opinions in this matter. Just show my chain.
Okay. Anybody can get Sauce rap. The friend, foe, family member. You've had controversy from every. You went in, you had something with Travis, but I think y'all worked that out with the Travis, with the kids that
had
the dance.
Yeah, that's my bro.
Right, so. But you was outspoken about that.
Right.
You know,
I've been knowing him for like years though, so long though, so like, that was like regular. that wasn't even like, you know what I mean? Like that's some, I mean, it seemed like a big deal or outlandish or whatever because it was public, but like.
Every time you do something, it's public though. There's nothing.
No.
Oh, we missing some stuff?
A lot.
Some real stuff.
A lot.
But we don't need to know the other stuff.
Not even necessarily to say they have to be real street or violent or nothing like that, but there's a lot of situations and like altercations or just misunderstandings or like situations with artists and different management or different studio sessions where like situations come about where artists got to work problems out or where artists have arguments or disputes about things that they got strong opinions about or about what you did or who you cool with that you wasn't supposed to be cool with. After you did a song or shot a video with me, why would you go to that studio over there and hang with that rapper? You know, I'm not cool with him, but you're not even knowing that they got something going on. Like, it's always a lot of different type of politics where you got to, like, sometimes, like, check or have a man-to-man conversation with some of your peers or rap friends that's not where you from to let them know, like, hold on, like, even though I'm cool with you or whatever, or we have a professional relationship, don't take my professionalism as a weakness or take it as, like, that's an area where you can, like, abuse it or like, belittle me or, like, it's just so many different areas where things like that where people have to, like, reconcile and see eye to eye, but it doesn't go on social media.
I got you.
A lot of DMs that get exchanged that don't go on social media because we choose to not post it, like, and put it out there. It's like that happened, like, every other day. But you got to understand, a lot of artists, including myself, don't always want to be in the tabloids or in a negative spotlight or having everybody to make their opinion and put their two cents on top of a situation that's already going on.
Well, Sauce, you know, every time you do something, we see it. From fights in the mall to Travis, to Drake, to songs you made about Drake.
I mean,
Drake.
I'm electrifying. I'm exciting. You know what I'm saying? It's the Sauce. The flavor going to spill. I'm a thrill. Like, I was this way before I ever was a celebrity, before I ever was famous. Like, I've been this person. That's what, man, maybe, like, that's my gift and that's my curse because of my... Because
I like to... Are you afraid sometimes that might scare off other people? Now, then allegedly, like, you know, Rock and Jay-Z gave you a call, so obviously some people, you don't do enough to scare them off because they see through the talent, so...
No, actually, to be honest with you, you got to understand, like, we're living in a different generation right now. We're living in a huge... Not only a huge learning curve, but a huge acceptance curve where a lot of things that wasn't necessarily accepted in the public eye or wasn't accepted in public media, advertisement and marketing, whether it be clothes brand, whether it be clothes brands, cartoons, sports, music, a lot of things like the rated R has become a lot more heavy. Like, you know, you see a lot more things in cartoons that you usually wouldn't see more often. You see a lot of
stuff is acceptable now.
Right, that's more acceptable. Like, I'm not trying to necessarily, you know, like, point certain details out when it comes to cartoons, but you know what I mean by that.
I know what you mean.
Certain things you don't necessarily want your kids to see and have an understanding at that young of an age, but they allowing that to be seen now. Things like fashion brands allowing their models to have tattoos on their necks and tattoos on their face. So you look at Fashion Week in Paris or New York, you seeing popular big fashion models or athletes actually in the NBA with tattoos on their face and stuff like
that. Is
that
bad?
It's not cool because it's being accepted. It's not about us being accepted. It's showing that you have to go with what's going on.
At the time.
The times is the times. If the average kid in America feels like tattoos is not necessarily a violent thing. It's more of a artistic thing or a sign of expression or a sign of who you are to, you know what I'm saying, represent yourself or what you believe in, your zodiac sign, whatever it is that people get, or just to represent your artistry and your music. Like, you don't have the same perception on it as, oh, a teardrop on your eye mean you killed somebody. That don't mean the same thing no more. Like, growing up, it was like, oh, he got tattoos on his face. He got tattoos on his neck. He's a super criminal. Nowadays, you see somebody with tattoos on their face, you liable to think they're a SoundCloud rapper. So That's the truth, though.
Yeah.
So in corporate America, these things are like more marketable now. That's why you have artists like that that's doing Super Bowl concerts. When back in the day, it was like only like very, very clean cut artists and, you know what I mean, Madonnas, and then maybe you will slide a Nelly in there. But now, and all on all different platforms of entertainment, that whether it's alcohol, sports, movies, that incorporated urban lifestyle and all the aspects of urban lifestyle as it is now. Like, you got Power TV, like Power Movie, the 50 Cent, whatever his little TV show. They talking about drink on there on the whole New York TV show. They talking about promethazine, codeine, Houston, like the Houston cough syrup culture, and one of the most biggest syndicated sitcoms.
Yeah, I just
shows.
15 and they were drinking lean. But right, I see what you're saying.
Lean
in
the show today is just like on the whole other side of America.
Right.
That's in New York, but it's just showing you the power and the influence of the now. People don't watch TV no more. People listening to their social media, their phone. All advertisement, all marketing is done through the phone. So at the end of the day, if all the people that's looking at their phone, that's buying and streaming and making downloads for whatever you trying to advertise, they all got tattoos, they all skateboarders, they all hip, they all young. They got corporate jobs and wearing suits, but they still going to these Rolling Loud festivals, Rolling Loud concerts. It's like 30 states in America that's legalized weed, so that's a whole nother demographic and aspect that opened up people to be more of their self public in their job when it workspace, because it's not illegal to smoke marijuana. So all of that, like prime example, Fashion Nova made $1 billion last year. You would have never thought that Fashion Nova made more money than Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Supreme.
And you think that's because of the acceptance of the culture?
It's because of social media, period. It ain't no, it's without a shadow of a doubt. It's without a question. You can look at the numbers. It's just like when Jay-Z shouted out my song had a 1,500% increase from the time that Jay-Z shouted it out and put it on his title playlist. Like, to get at an understanding, when R. Kelly was going through what he was going through with the situation he just went through, his music went through a 400.
It was a lot.
Big spike.
It was a huge spike. Everybody was listening to his music.
But it wasn't 1,500, though. It was like 400 or 500.
Was the power of the individual?
Right. Absolutely right. And exactly.
Jay-Z has his mouthpiece.
Just to show the power of social media, right, and what it and just streaming and the trick behind it is everything that is making the most money to the consumers feel like it's free. People feel like if I go to, because I already pay whatever I pay for my phone bill a month, I already pay whatever I pay for Apple Music or YouTube is free. I just have a subscription that was free as well. People feel like I'm not spending no money to view all this entertainment.
But all you artists getting paid from all that.
Everybody's getting paid.
Right.
Everybody's getting paid.
And you know, you since you put Jay-Z name out there, did he sign you or not? Because a couple of weeks ago, I saw you was supposed to be going to New York.
No, not a deal still on the table. I haven't went to LA.
I haven't went to LA
and took the meeting.
If Jay-Z said that he would sign you, would you sign? Because I think you've been independent for a long time. Once you're independent for such a long time, it's usually hard.
For number one, salute and shout out to Hov. Salute to Jay-Z, an icon, a legend, a GOAT, you know, a great mind and a great business statue in a black community, to say more than he had just a great business savvy in what he did. The pillar that he is in the black African community in rap music, that's great. That's something that I hope to attain and be one day. But at the same token, it's like, for me to get this far and finally, you know, crack so many codes and so many barriers that I felt was a problem for me to get through beforehand.
Are you trying to say you would not sign?
Staying independent.
I'm staying independent for sure. You gotta understand, bro. It's a different ball game. The power in the internet is limitless. At the end of the day, I'm bigger than an artist. I don't Now, as far as I might take a management deal with Roc Nation or something like that, but at the end of the day, I don't want no money. Exposure come from hard work. Exposure come from dedication. Exposure come from traveling. It also comes from relationships as well. I understand that. But at the end of the day, TSL, we reloaded. We rejuvenated right now. We got a lot of money and a lot of backing behind ourselves that we didn't accumulate from music on our own. So now...
You're not going to do it. Okay. I just wanted to know if you would do the deal. I guess you kind of clear that you...
But at the same time, yes. We don't know. I'm still going to go down there and take
talk
the
to
meeting.
Him.
I'm going...
You're going to have a meeting. You're going to at least talk to him.
It's a high possibility that we're going to work. We're going to come to a certain agreement. I got a full label of artists. Opportunity, and as of right now, I don't have no professional management right now.
So everything, you are interested in that.
So, you know, Roc Nation do management, they do a lot of different things. It's somewhere we can work something out, but at the end of the day, no, I'm not in no dire need or we not even in no situation where we just looking for no record. It's not, I had a record deal last year from Universal for $5 million. I said no to. By me.
Because
I still got the deal on my phone.
No, you don't.
I still got something.
No, you don't.
Well, I got my phone.
You don't need to see that. What's your question, man?
Hey, man. Let's get to the music.
Oh, Ghetto Gospel. What y'all want to talk about?
The last album.
Ghetto Gospel.
Man, that album is tight.
Thank you.
A tight. God, dog it. I mean, it starts off with Ghetto Gospel tight. Made it home. That's my jam, too. But you know this jam I really like besides Brandon? Because, you know, you did a Tupac song over.
Right.
Family. Now, right. Tell me, how do you paint these pictures? I never knew you was that dope, honestly. I never knew. And I came in here. I mean, because sometimes, let me tell you what, this is to be truthful.
Yeah.
I mean, I really just listened to the songs that we played. But after a while, I was like, you know what? Let me see. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times, people don't tell you the truth. The antics you were doing, all the other stuff, made me never listen.
Right.
I'm like, okay, it's cool. But when I listen to the album, man, that's all I jam. I love your album.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So tell me on the song Family, who are you talking about? And are these real stories or who are you talking about? Because it's so, I can see it in my mind. It's so clear. I promise y'all, haven't listened to this boy's album, it's really
talented,
dope.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
I think you're right, though. I think sometimes people see the antics. I think the point that Mac is making, they see the antics and not necessarily the artistic person behind it. They just see the antics.
Because you can stand on your music all alone, and I never knew that, really, honestly. Just being honest.
Right.
This is the first album I listened to, and I hit you in your DM probably about a month ago. You didn't see it, I guess, but... It's dope.
Yeah, now that my Instagram going. I'm getting 10 million impressions a week right now.
What?
That's Fashion Nova just offered me a deal too, and I ain't take that either yet because I want.
Why not?
We were negotiating. I want more than what they talking about. But salute to Fashion Nova. I look forward to it.
Let's show y'all the music.
But as far as the album.
Take me through it. Ghetto Gospel. Start out with Ghetto Gospel.
Okay, so.
J-Mac want to break down to the whole album. Okay.
Because it's really a classic,
Everybody get comfortable.
It's really a classic, though, and you got to understand, like, this album that he's speaking on has got people like J-Dawgs and Scarfaces and
they don't
Mike
get on
D's
anybody. They just don't
SMC.
Get on anybody record.
Not even they calling me the GOAT. Beyond getting on my record, like, yeah, salute to Bun B. I got a record with Bun B on the album, Another GOAT, but these people are calling me the GOAT. You got young kids calling me, like, Pimp C or calling me the Tupac our generation, the Pimp C our generation. Then you got these older cats who are known for these titles calling me the GOAT. Bun B called me a GOAT. So, but, like, as you said, the whole Ghetto Gospel project was really more or less me rapping the way I was rapping before the sauce like took over my life. Like before the sauce took over me, like that's what my whole life was revolved around privately. My mama's a crack addict.
So it's true what you're saying?
That's not necessarily the family. A lot of those songs on there are like 100% true. Like experience, like things that I went through in my life, like
Chicago.
Situations like that I depicted from my past, like, yeah, like the Chicago record, certain stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I'm also like an author and a storyteller too. Like, a lot of, for number one, I don't write none of my music. Not,
oh man,
not one.
Some of them stories are so.
No, no. Listen, now.
Okay, one. What made you flip the
the Brandon had a. I did the Brandon had a baby song instead of the way Brenda had a baby, because like I said, for the whole point of this project was just like to bring the real music and reality back. Not only saying to bring it back, like everybody not doing it, but the people that's perceived as cool and as real, or there's like lit, or like, you know what I'm saying, dripping or of the wave, they not doing it.
Right.
Everybody want to be rich. Everybody want to ball. Everybody want to stunt. Everybody want to trap. Everybody a drug dealer now, when a lot of people didn't even do none of these things that they rapping about. So the Ghetto Gospel album was really like to bring reality back and show people it's still cool to acknowledge you come from the struggle. It's still cool to, like, it's okay that at one point in time you only had $5 in your pocket and you didn't have $500 or $5,000 or $5 million. Like, you don't remember where your roots, remember where you come from, because remember where you came from, a lead you in a better direction in the future. And the family record, that was a record more or less about, like, when I go outside every day, you see these young girls pregnant at the age of 15, 16 years old, and instead of people, like, necessarily, like, counseling them or giving them an opportunity or giving them different visions and perspectives, okay, this is the avenue you could take, this is the avenue you could take. People just turn their backs on them, and girls don't know where to go, or so many girls go through like situations at a young age where they've been molested or things like that, and nobody is there to actually talk to them. These are secrets that they got to hold and keep to themselves until they're 25 years old, 22 years old, and they finally meet a man that they love or they trust enough to say, well, this is why I got an attitude, this is why I'm crazy, this is why I'm so sheltered, because at a point of time this was done to me. Like, it's not nobody that when they listen to these rappers that they follow on Instagram and they like for buying new chains and watches. They've been through these things or seen these things in their ghettos, in their community. It's like once somebody win a Super Bowl, once somebody get that certain level of highlight, it's like, I eat grapefruit pie now. I eat steak and shrimp now. Why would I eat a sandwich and go to a Sunday barbecue? Or why would I put some Roman noodles in the microwave? Like, people forget that aspect of life. And like, Houston, Texas, like, that's a large embodiment of us. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily just saying the struggle, but just like ghetto Southern living. Like, you know, that's where we come from. So, and with the Brandon record was more or less from the aspect of like how I just spoke for the women on the family record, from the mother's aspect, being a single mother, dealing with drug dealers or dealing with a drug addiction herself. Government aid, different ways to take care of her family and raising a boy who's caught up, who should be an athlete, but he caught up in gang violence. When you walk out of any door in America, and that's like 80% of the community that you see. So that was me speaking on that aspect, but at the same time, who's speaking for those black men who's in those families just like that, with the mother from a broken home raising the kids by herself, your little sister pregnant, you been had a baby or two, but you taking care of your babies, and you only got one job, and you got a baby mama putting you on child support, stressing you out, making you lose your health before you turn 25, 27 years old.
Right.
Busting out your windows in the front yard. Who's speaking for Brandon? Because every black man in America that have a baby, that have a child, is not neglecting their child. Every black man in America that's in jail and not in their child life is not in jail, not in their child life by choice, or not providing and teaching and leading their child by choice. That don't mean that they didn't necessarily make wrong decisions to put them where they're at. But at the end of the day, everybody makes mistakes. And if they had the opportunity or the choice, they would do else. But at the same token, some people are in jail and they innocent and they can't be there for their kids. But some people die early and innocent. They can't be there and take care of their kids. So for the black fathers that do, Father's Day is never been celebrated or never been admired or loved the way Mother's Day is. The reason why is because the lack of awareness. Why everybody know about cancer? Why everybody know about Mother's Day? Why everybody know about all these different things and give so much praise to these other holidays instead of giving praise to the black father or the not even just black, the man in the household in America that's doing so much, being the backbone, being the leader, being the teacher, being the provider. Like that, I feel like that the glory and the crown behind that is like so, not only is this the double standard, it's not appreciated. Nobody never tells that story. And it's a big story. It's a major story.
They don't think that it exists.
They don't think it exists.
Especially in black community or urban communities that, you know, they always hear the story of the black man that is not there.
He's not doing it.
Some
black men take care of their kids and they trying to get custody from the mother. Some black men do, like my dad, raised me, and my mama was alive the whole time I was being raised, but she had an addiction to crack and her addiction to drugs in the streets. Like, my mama, I seen so much young through her. Like, she was the exotic dancer. I seen so much young, but at the end of the day, that's what my mama chose. Like, that's what she wanted. That was her soul. The streets was her soul, dancing, making money, getting, like enjoying life, and it was too fast.
Do you feel like you missed out on something? I've never heard you talk about that.
I talk about all that, but that's in my music. But that's what the thing about it is, like you said, people be so caught up into the antics,
right?
And
that
so
they don't
caught
know
up
who Sauce
the drip
is.
Or how I look, they're not understanding the message. They're not understanding the vision and the perception and where
if they
it's
heard this
from.
Last record, if they heard that, would they have a better understanding as to who Walk is?
Of course. You might catch a better setting out just of who I am, but you might catch a better setting, a better understanding about yourself. Album, it might touch you, make you think about your own self, and make you, whether it be a good reevaluation or a reconstruction or just a time to sit back and just be at all that wild, you know. At some point in life, I did have adversity or I had troubles and I made it through that. Mm-hmm. And through, just like when you go to, I put you like this, music is the most powerful thing in the planet, period. There's no religion, there's no nothing on earth that can be celebrated or that can be loved or valued without music to help spread the message. Everything that's sold, everything that's bought, it don't matter if it's a pencil or a Sunday sermon at church. You cannot get the message through without music.
I like that.
Every movie, whatever it is, it got a jingle to it. It got a theme song. Whatever it is, music is the vibration. Music is the energy of life. So with that being said, if people, instead of putting out a certain type of music that's only putting out a certain type of message and a certain type of perception, that it's, because we're not talking about ghetto gospel is not to glorify or talk about the struggle or talk about negativity. It's more or less to identify, to overcome and conquer and not make the same mistakes that people like me have made before you.
But you know, the way you live is going to be a distraction for many, because the first thing they usually see is what you do, probably not what they hear.
I mean, but at the same time, if you really look and see what I do, what do you see? A young black man enjoying life, making money, not going to jail, not having no open crimes, no charges on him, putting other young black men and young Hispanic men and white men into a position of power, giving them opportunity. Certifying these young artists.
I bet most people
Houston
that see you, though, they miss all that.
Yeah, they miss all that, but that's what's being done.
I'm just telling you, though, but a lot of times they see Sauce, they're not catching all of what you're saying now. This is probably the first time they're like, okay, I never thought about that.
But I can say that, though, a lot of people do see that, because if people didn't see that, then people wouldn't be saying, like, TSF is like is like the new No Limit. Mm-hmm. TSF is like the new Cash Money. Like, one of the biggest things going on in the world right now is reaction videos to everything alike. Okay. Yeah. So if you're familiar with that, you know what's going on with that. Well, in the reaction community and in the critic community, in the from the Double XL, the Two Dope Boys, the Rap Radars, all these different platforms and stuff like that, the Say Cheeses, even the academics, like, because I'm going so long and still achieving success, and still TSF as a whole, we achieving accolades. Like, Sauce Walker got a song with XXXTentacion before he passed away. Mm-hmm. Sauce Walker got a voucher and a placement from Jay-Z on the major playlist at the end of the year, and said my song was his number one favorite song of the entire year of last year. Sosa Man from TSL with Taylor Gang with Wiz Khalifa. Sosa Man from TSL on Lil Wayne's album, Quarter Five, that the world had been awaiting on for what, 12, 7 years? This Lil Wayne now.
Yeah.
This Jay-Z now.
Yeah.
This XXXTentacion now.
Right.
Now, we going to speak on all the previous accolades and the artists that we dealt with, from the Migos, the Bun Bees, the Slim Thugs, the Chief Keefs, the Meek Mills, like the list goes on. Block Boy JB, like we TSF as a whole, we deal for us to not have no record label, record deal, record.
Y'all doing big things.
We're doing beyond big things. We're doing beyond big things. We're getting clearances that artists is on. Hey, Drake couldn't get on Lil Wayne album because of clearances and red tape, and we brothers.
Right.
Post Malone couldn't make it on Quarter Five because of red tape, and Post Malone is somebody that you don't want to drop your album and not have him on there.
Mm.
And he wanted to be on there more than anything else in the world. Another thing, A$AP Rocky, my boys. Salute A$AP Rocky. I got a whole project coming with A$AP Rocky, 5-6 songs done with A$AP Rocky. Songs with Travis Scott. What other artist in Houston, Texas got a song with Travis Scott?
I can't really dispute none of them facts.
What other artists in Houston got Travis Scott put up to their studio and put up? What other artists in Houston got Travis Scott put up in their studio? Jump my private jet. Who?
You dripping too much, man.
Nah, I'm not. No, it's not.
But I understand your point. Who's doing it? You're doing it independently.
I ain't doing it to say that, right. But I'm saying it like
it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth. Nobody can dispute the truth. Now, I'm glad you. Real quick, I know you mentioned some of the members of the Sauce Factory. Will we see another Sauce Factory record or not?
Yeah. We putting everything together right now. But
you know, I was gonna ask that.
Yeah, of course. That's why you see. You know, we got to pay some. Rizzo went right back. You know, we right now, because as you can see, like.
But I'm talking about the original.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
We I'm finna tell you, actually got something that's even like better than that, but it's the same thing. Like what we done created a new TSF that's exactly the same thing as the original TSF, and we're gonna give the world the original TSF as well. So, you know, you got the original TSF, which is.
How long we gonna have to wait for this?
You ain't gonna have to wait. It's in the works right now.
Okay. I gotta ask.
Nah, it's in the works right now. But the whole year of 2019, TSL probably gonna be putting out every 2 months, like three to four projects every 2 months.
I had to ask. Everybody want to see the original factory back together again.
But we
gotta get to see everybody solo. But I know they want to see.
This year you gonna get the Sauce Twins, you gonna get the Sauce Mans, the Fifth Ward JP, the Rizzo, all that.
Okay,
all right. But we got a new Sauce Factory as well, man. TSF, the Sauce Babies, though. We got the new TSF. There's like the exact same lineup as the original TSF.
Okay.
Like, exactly. But.
You did say the twins, younger, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
We got some new Sauce Twins.
Okay.
But it's major.
All right.
I just had a question for you, because you was talking about like major platforms, like the Super Bowl and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you also very for the culture. So do you think like performing at the Super Bowl is something that is a good thing, or is it a bad thing?
I mean, I put it to you like this. How you gonna be so mad or bothered by somebody performing at the Super Bowl, making money from the Super Bowl, getting paid off of these other people's proceeds? This don't got nothing to do with the black players. This don't got nothing to do with the black families that support these players and nothing like that. They getting paid from the same people and the same companies that's paying these players and sponsoring it, but at the same token, how many people that's black and African American that still care about the Super Bowl and who's the outcome and who wins? How many people still gonna watch Super Bowl Sunday? How many people still watch every last Sunday for this past playoff season, wanting to know if the Cowboys, the Texans, the Redskins, the Chiefs wanted to win? Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, 75% of their fan base was not white. It was, or at least 50 of it black for sure, because I know guaranteed the Rams got a new status in Los Angeles, and everybody was out there. Texas went to the playoffs, and we only went to the first round, and all type of black folk was in there. Philadelphia, and we can go on down all around America. So it's like, that's like a real hypocritical thing for me, in my opinion, because it's like, if you gonna support something and stand on something, like I said how I am in the beginning, I stand on what I stand on. I believe in what I believe in. You got to stand on that and really shut it down. Don't support football at all until y'all figure it out.
Okay.
Before you gonna pass judgment on somebody else and tell them not to go make money to pay their family and take care of their kids or feed their family, and then especially if you somebody who's done a performance of that magnitude, whether it was the Super Bowl, playoffs, or whatever, if you ever perform for one of them associations, NBA or NFL, because they both have periods of times where they've been accused of doing things, whether it's true or not. They've been accused of doing racial things in the past, and all black people still support sports because we love sports. So, you know. All
right. Who's the next artist off the block representing?
South Gohan from Chicago, TSL. That's my blood relative. That's my mama, brother, son. He the truth. He like me. That's the new South Walker Gohan. He the truth. Chicago beast. South Brazy. He from Southwest. My little brother. He up here somewhere. He a beast. he like Sanchi. He got that Sancho flow.
Okay.
Monster. Peso. He already gone though. Peso already a superstar. Like, Peso, like, you know what I'm saying, 369, we ain't going to speak on nobody's situation while they going through what they going through, but this is the man that's, like, that's going to take that, this whole, like, you can't, and we not even aiming for that, because at the end of the day, like, we from Texas, bro. We from a place that got a real, live, rich, Latin, Hispanic music background from artists like Chingo Bling, SPM, Baby Bash, yep. and the list goes on. That boy T, whoever. But we already got, and like I said, free my boy SPN, we already got Carlos calling from jail talking about how much he's hearing about Peso, and how everybody talking about this new Latin artist, this new Mexican artist that TSF got. Every video he dropped get 150 to 300,000 views in a week or a month. He dropping... When I first met, bro, his pictures was doing like probably like 1,500 or something, 800 or something. His pictures right now doing 20,000 likes, 20,000 likes, 15,000 likes, 9,000 likes on, like, he can post his finger right now and it's going to get 9,000 likes.
Okay.
So, like,
it's now, up Walker, there. When you leave here, can you guarantee us that you won't get in trouble for at least the next 2 months?
I mean, I ain't got in trouble. What trouble I got into? Now, if you want...
Nobody called out. No artists called out.
They need to leave me alone.
Not even family members.
I don't want... Look, I love my father. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't for my father.
No, because your dad hit me up, so I know how you're
relationship. Yeah, I love my father, man. Yeah. I give him the world, but at the end of the day, my daddy was hard on me, and that's what made me who I am. So as a boy becoming a man... I gotta be on my daddy the same way he was on me that made me who I am, to make me stand on a certain level of standards and know when it's time to play and know when it's time to not do that.
We're imagining that, this is my last thing, we're going to imagine that nobody knows who Sauce Walker is. What do they need to know about Sauce Walker what do they need to know about Sauce Walker? This person listening right now don't know.
Did I change history? I changed the world with the sauce. For real. Point blank period. And all the facts is on the floor. I got more facts than Soulja Boy. We can all speak on how Houston was before I came out. We can speak on how the whole entire rap game before I came out. Prime example, like, Genius did a whole write-up and a whole markup about how in the past 5 years the word drip, sauce,
this is true,
and splash has been incorporated in music an extra, I think it's like 20,000.
You feel like you're the creator of that?
They know I'm the creator of that.
Do you get credit for being the creator of that?
It's an ongoing process. It's an ongoing job, but you know what I'm saying? Surely and slowly, everybody in the whole world know I'm the drip guard and I created the sauce and created the drip. The whole world know that, but the drip is so valuable and so precious. It's like the ring on Lord of the Rings. Everybody want it. Everybody want to say that they created it. But one of the major problems and a major issue dealing with this war of the drip and the sauce is that our own city and our own culture of Houston is like, once they had they run with it and they use out of it, everybody like try to shy away from it or turn their back on the drip to a certain extent or not represent it and argue for it in the times when it's needed be. But the whole world is making millions and millions of dollars off of rocking with us, but at the same time supporting the drip and using the drip, whether they have a full relationship with us or a minute, small relationship with us. The whole entire industry, West Coast, New York, Atlanta, Chicago, all these places was quick to make songs about drip, sauce, splash, but I couldn't get my own people in Houston, Texas, to make songs about drip, sauce, and splash with us or admit that we made up the sauce or do the drip or realize, you know, stand on the fact when other people try to, they don't back us up at all. Like, it was, you could have another artist that come from Atlanta or come from New York or one of these random places and say, oh, we made up drip, but we been doing that. And you would have people that's actually from Houston, Texas, that got pictures on their page from 2013, 2012, doing the sauce in these posts, dripping and splashing, but they gonna leave positive comments on these negative comments about TSF or negative comments about the sauce and what we did for the world and in the industry in Houston just to hate against us, to try to see us not in a certain position because you feel like you live in the city with us and us being up or the sauce being on top of whatever is bothering you or is stopping you, is holding you back. When actually, y'all holding the whole city back as a whole and as a culture by not embracing the new thing, the new end that the world loved to be that came from Houston, just like they did with Drake. Nobody in Houston may know no company that from T-shirts, brand and stuff that like really was successful for the Drake culture, the screwed up music culture. After that died, people ran away from that. But as soon as they see somebody like T-Pain go make a song called Chopped and Screwed and then go platinum, now everybody in Houston mad. Mm-hmm. We've been through this same cycle 30 times, the word trill, bro, like, it's so many different things.
I think people know that.
No, they don't know. I had somebody tell me the other day.
I've not heard sauce, drip, splash until I saw y'all.
Just the Houston culture, period.
Right. I feel where you're coming from,
though. People in Houston don't want to support each other because they don't want nobody to feel like I'm riding the next man or I'm... When in these other places, like, I'll put it to you like this. Look at a situation like the dude from California, Blueface. When he, or 6ix9ine, either one of these people, when 6ix9ine come out and he do a dance or he make up a lingo, every person in New York, we riding with that lingo. We saying that to the devil. We standing on that. Rather, this man out of free, salute to him, whoop, whoop. And that turns into water companies, people that own some, wonder, okay, how can we... Let's bring Nike to y'all city and let's do something that's involved with the dance y'all was doing. Let's bring Adidas to y'all city. Let's bring a movie to y'all city and shoot a film set and use that same energy that y'all had on them Instagram stuff and put y'all. That's how you that's how you create Black Hollywood. That's how you create that system, is by supporting all the ingenuity and the innovativeness and the new creation. Don't jump, like prime example, like the no cap thing. And people in Houston, if somebody like me or like a Fastlane come out with busing, after a while, people are going to not want to say what we saying because they don't want to sound like us. And they going, but as soon as somebody from Atlanta or New York say, oh, we lit, now everybody in Houston is lit. Why you don't want to be where we is? Why you don't want to be whatever it is? Why you can't make something
Let me challenge you to this. You could be the leader. Sometimes people need to be led.
Right.
So instead of talking about whatever they ain't did, you be the leader in bringing it all together to make sure that they do represent it.
And that's why
So that's my challenge.
Right.
To Walker.
Absolutely.
All right. Sauce Walker in the building. I know we're going to be seeing you again this year. I'm giving you 2 months to stay out of all trouble. Now, after 2 months, go and do what you do.
Oh, what?
Nah, Sauce Walker. Yeah. Real quick, when your album gonna come out? Or y'all haven't worked on that yet?
Album, I'm dropping my album when I hit 100K followers.
So as soon as that happens, immediately after that, you're going to drop it.
I got like 60.
All right. So
we'll be... TSL, we dropping like 200 bit music videos this year,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm dropping a music video by like a video every week.
So. All right. Shout out to whole TSL, man. Peso, Sosa, man. Payday, Sancho Saucy, Big Baby Flavor. Shout out to Big Baby Flavor, Big Mo. I know y'all heard of him before. Rizzo, Fifth Ward JP. Beast of the Beast, man, L Train, the list goes on, man. The whole Sauce family, J Reg, Ice, Chamberlain, Free J Lean, Free Ben Lad, man. Y'all know how we dripping Sauce Splash forever, man. Ooh, man, this Texas, man, we dripping. Doughboy Sauce, ooh. Y'all know what it is. Sauce Miyagi, all that. We flavorful.
And just like that. Ooh! Appreciate you checking out the Mad Hatter Morning Show podcast. Make sure you share, like it, tell your friends, even tell a foe. Everywhere you listen to podcasts, you can listen to the Mad Hatter Morning Show podcast. And of course, you can listen to the Mad Hatter Morning Show weekdays at 97.9 The Box, 5 to 10 Central, and download the app 97.9 The Box. We appreciate it.